Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Greetings, my name is Casey Luskin, and welcome to the ID the Future podcast with the Center for Science and Culture based out of Seattle, Washington. On this ID the Future podcast, we'll be discussing a new book entitled Getting Past the Culture Wars Regarding Intelligent Design. A short but unique little book entitled Getting Past the Culture Wars Regarding Intelligent Design by Glenn Schramm contains refreshing and worthwhile thoughts about intelligent design. The author seems to get intelligent design. His main point is that people should start focusing on the science of intelligent design and not get distracted with side issues about charges of creationism, religious motives, or personal religious beliefs. Having clearly followed the Kitzmiller versus Dover case closely, the author Schramm gives a commendable call to people to take the issue seriously as a science. He writes, quote, "Too much has been made of intelligent design theory in our culture wars because the press, the lawyers, the politician, and the people love to sensationalize. They want a story with a lot of conflict. So when they talk about intelligent design in the press, they feel like they have to tell you what the theory implies, not just about what the theory is. They think they have to spell out who or what the designer is, even if it's just to say an unknown force, instead of simply letting it go at evidence of design." He writes, "Let us be sober-minded, patient, curious, polite, flexible, and welcoming in our scientific endeavors. Let's work together with honesty and integrity." Unquote. Schramm immediately latches on to how cultural stereotypes can affect how people perceive intelligent design. He's also quick to explain that personal beliefs do not change the scientific evidence. He says, quote, "Whatever you think are the implications or apparent implications of intelligent design theory, these do not change the actual scientific evidence or scientific reasoning that Behe so thoroughly expounds in Darwin's Black Box." Unquote. Schramm is also not afraid to talk about his own beliefs, but explains that when it comes to matters of science, quote, "intelligent design theory says nothing about the creation or creator and does not even imply that the supernatural exists." Unquote. While I don't wholeheartedly agree with everything Mr. Schramm says and feel that his theory of intelligent DNA is a bit weird, I wholeheartedly endorse the general spirit of the book. Schramm deserves credit for his insight that if intelligent design is considered philosophy or religion, then so should evolution be considered. But he ultimately takes the position that both intelligent design and evolution are scientific. I completely agree. Both theories have equivalent scientific status as historical scientific theories. And I also agree with Schramm that neither theory should be banned from labs or science classrooms. Schramm also enjoyably takes aim at various misdefinitions of intelligent design given by the press and the popular culture. In the end, Schramm's book is a call for people to take ID seriously as a science and avoid the common assumptions and prejudices people bring to this debate. His book also cuts against both sides, and any reader will find it a refreshing alternative to ID critics who base their arguments on motive-mongering, ad hominem attacks, and other logical fallacies. It's a short book written by someone who is not necessarily a scientific expert in the debate, but it has a very refreshing perspective. I recommend Getting Past the Culture Wars Regarding Intelligent Design for anyone who would like a short, easy-to-read, and healthy-minded book on this debate. This is Casey Luskin signing off with the ID the Future podcast with the Center for Science and Culture at the Discovery Institute in Seattle, Washington.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Finn. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.